Recording 1. American researchers have discovered the world's oldest paved road, a 4,600-year-old highway. It linked a stone pit in the Egyptian desert to waterways that carried blocks to monument sites along the Nile. The 8-mile road is at least 500 years older than any previously discovered road. It is the only paved road discovered in ancient Egypt, said geologist Thomas Bown of the United States Geological Survey. He reported the discovery on Friday. The road probably doesn't rank with the pyramids as a construction feat, but it is a major engineering achievement, said his colleague, geologist James Harrell of the University of Toledo. Not only is the road earlier than we thought possible, we didn't even think they built roads. The researchers also made a discovery in the stone pit at the northern end of the road, the first evidence that the Egyptians used rock saws. This is the oldest example of saws being used for cutting stone, said Bown's colleague James Hoffmeyer of Wheaton College in Illinois. That's two technologies we didn't know they had, Harrell said, and we don't know why they were both abandoned. The road was discovered in the Fayum Depression, about 45 miles southwest of Cairo. Short segments of the road had been observed by earlier explorers, Bown said, but they failed to realise its significance or follow up on their observations. Bown and his colleagues stumbled across it while they were doing geological mapping in the region. The road was clearly built to provide services for the newly discovered stone pit. Bown and Harrell have found the camp that housed workers at the stone pit. The road appears today to go nowhere, ending in the middle of the desert. When it was built, its terminal was a dock on the shore of Lake Moiris, which had an elevation of about 66 feet above sea level, the same as the dock. Lake Moiris received its water from the annual floods of the Nile. At the time of the floods, the river and lake were at the same level and connected through a gap in the hills near the modern villages of El Lahoun and Hawara. Harrell and Bown believe that blocks were loaded onto barges during the dry season, then floated over to the Nile during the floods to be shipped off to the monument sites at Giza and Saqqara.
Question 1. What do we learn from the lecture about the world's oldest paved road in Egypt? Question 2. What did the researchers discover in the stone pit? Question 3. For what purpose was the paved road built? Recording 2. The thin, extremely sharp needles didn't hurt at all going in. Dr. Gong pierced them into my left arm, around the elbow that had been bothering me. Other needles were slipped into my left wrist and, strangely, into my right arm, and then into both my closed eyelids. There wasn't any discomfort, just a mild warming sensation. However, I did begin to wonder what had driven me here, to the office of Dr. James Gong in New York's Chinatown. Then I remembered the torturing pain in that left elbow. Several trips to a hospital and two expensive, uncomfortable medical tests had failed to produce even a diagnosis. Maybe you lean on your left arm too much, the doctor concluded, suggesting I see a bone doctor. During the hours spent waiting in vain to see a bone doctor, I decided to take another track and try acupuncture. A Chinese-American friend recommended Dr. Gong. I took the subway to Gong's second floor office, marked with a hand-painted sign. Dr. Gong speaks English, but not often. Most of my questions to him were greeted with a friendly laugh, but I managed to let him know where my arm hurt. He asked me to go into a room, had me lie down on a bed, and went to work. In the next room, I learned a woman dancer was also getting a treatment. As I lay there a while, I drifted into a dreamlike state and fantasized about what she looked like. Acupuncturists today are as likely to be found on Park Avenue as on Mott Street. In all, there are an estimated 10,000 acupuncturists in the country. Nowadays, a lot of medical doctors have learned acupuncture techniques. So have a number of dentists. Reason? Patient demand. Few, though, can adequately explain how acupuncture works. Acupuncturists may say that the body has more than 800 acupuncture points. A life force called qi circulates through the body. Points on the skin are energetically connected to specific organs, body structures, and systems. Acupuncture points are stimulated to balance the circulation of qi. The truth is, though, acupuncture is at least 2,200 years old. Nobody really knows what's happening, says Paul Zimuski, a PhD in Chinese studies who practices acupuncture in Philadelphia. After 5 treatments, there has been dramatic improvement in my arm, and the pain is a fraction of what it was. The mainly silent Dr. Gong finally even offered a diagnosis for what troubled me. Pinched nerve, he said. Question 4.
What does the speaker find especially strange? Question 5. Why did the speaker go see Dr. Gong? Question 6. What accounts for the growing popularity of acupuncture in the United States, according to the speaker? Recording 3. Ronald and Lois, married for 2 decades, consider themselves a happy couple, but in the early years of their marriage, both were disturbed by persistent arguments that seemed to fade away without ever being truly resolved. They uncovered clues to what was going wrong by researching a fascinating subject: how birth order affects not only your personality, but also how compatible you are with your mate. Ronald and Lois are only children, and onlys grow up accustomed to being the apple of their parents' eyes. Match 2 onlys, and you have partners who subconsciously expect each other to continue fulfilling this expectation, while neither has much experience in the giving end. Here's a list of common birth order characteristics, and some thoughts on the best and worst marital matches for each. The oldest tends to be self-assured, responsible, a high achiever, and relatively serious and reserved. He may be slow to make friends, perhaps content with only one companion. The best matches are with a youngest, an only, or a mate raised in a large family. The worst match is with another oldest, since the two will be too sovereign to share a household comfortably. The youngest child of the family thrives on attention and tends to be outgoing, adventurous, optimistic, creative, and less ambitious than others in the family. He may lack self-discipline and have difficulty making decisions on his own. A youngest brother of brothers, often unpredictable and romantic, will match best with an oldest sister of brothers. The youngest sister of brothers is best matched with an oldest brother of sisters, who will happily indulge these traits. The middle child is influenced by many variables. However, middles are less likely to take initiative and more anxious and self-critical than others. Middles often successfully marry other middles, since both are strong on tact, not so strong on aggressiveness, and tend to crave affection. The only child is often most comfortable when alone, but since an only tends to be a well-adjusted individual, she'll eventually learn to relate to any chosen spouse. The male-only child expects his wife to make life easier without getting much in return. He is sometimes best matched with a younger sister of brothers. The female-only child, who tends to be slightly more flexible, is well matched with an older man who will indulge her tendency to test his love. Her worst match? Another only, of course. Question 7.
What does the speaker say about Ronald and Lois's early years of married life?
Question 8.
What do we learn about Ronald and Lois?
Question 9.
What does the speaker say about the oldest child in a family?
Question 10.
What does the speaker say about the only children?